Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola, and I have Avalon HR right here in the studio with me today, and we are jamming out. I'm taking requests.
It's a Lee Wednesday.
It so is. I don't even want to fade this out anymore. I'm loving it so much, but I have the VP of Sales and Marketing, Chip Wood, with me, and the HR and Benefits Manager, Stacy Oren, today. How are you guys?
Let's go back with Lenny Kravitz.
Lance, better yet, can we have Lenny as a guest in 2 weeks, please?
Kind of gets going.
It'd probably be better to have him in here actually dancing than what I was just doing.
Me too. I mean, I don't profess to have dance skills, but I'm going to do it anyway.
I don't even care.
I can't dance, I can't sing, but by golly, you can walk by my office about any time and you're liable to catch your own little concert or dance show in progress.
Like, and it's not about others, it's about you, right? Have fun.
It doesn't even faze our boss anymore. He has caught me dancing and singing so many times. He doesn't even look. He just keeps walking now. It's just not.
That's because he doesn't dance.
He might ask what's wrong if you weren't.
Probably.
Are you feeling okay today? You're not dancing.
Why aren't you dancing? I have not heard you sing today. I used to have a former boss that told me, he said, you listen to music all day long. He said, but the only time I ever hear you sing is when you're listening to the Bee Gees. And I do tend to get a little bit loud with the Bee Gees, but that's okay.
I do like the Bee Gees.
I love them. You've got to have...
Barry Gibb has written more songs than probably anybody in the history of music.
Probably. Right.
And that includes Lennon and McCartney.
That's pretty substantial. And but you've got to have a release at work, and you know we're really fortunate to where... You know, I can have a job in an office that allows me to dance and sing every once in a while, and, you know, it's perfectly okay. It's a good thing.
Employee morale.
Yeah, we had somebody come by my office yesterday that said, are you listening to The Cure?
Yes, I am.
Anyway.
We're a diverse bunch of individuals.
I will not take requests.
That's it.
Here's my playlist.
There you go. And it could be, goodness, let's not even get into that. But anyway, let's get into a hot topic that's come up, especially in the last few days.
This is an interesting topic. It really is. We don't want to blow up anybody's bubble, but here it goes.
Right. Yeah, we are probably going to burst a few bubbles with this. But,
so I should remind everybody they can text or call in.
Please.
Text or call in,
and we'll tell you where we've gotten our information.
And remember, this is not Stacy or Chip's decision. And this is not a political one way or the other. As both candidates have come out and made the statement while campaigning in Nevada, which is notable because that is considered a swing state right now.
And everybody's drunk.
And most are under the influence while they're there. That is true.
Not in the studio in Vegas.
Right. Yeah, to clarify.
Yes.
In Vegas, Nevada. Not here. But both of them have promised something to the effect of removing taxes on tipped wages. So I think it's like high in the top 10 on both of their campaign promise list is to remove taxes from tipped wages. Folks, that's no matter what side of the political fence you're on, that is not going to happen. One, the estimated loss to the IRS is over $25 billion if that were to happen. Worst case scenario, because there's never people who can take a good thing and just leave it. Any good thing that's given is always exploited to the breaking point. One of their big concerns is, you know, on the surface, that sounds great. Like tipped employees, servers, anybody rely on tips, you know, they'll get a little bit of extra money. That sounds wonderful. But following this process through, people like hedge fund managers who already make hundreds of thousands, if not into the millions of dollars in what they now call commissions, would be able to restructure what they call a commission as a tip. And all of a sudden, you've got someone already making a stupid high amount of money that no longer has to pay taxes on the bulk of that income. That is not going to happen.
Anytime anybody comes up with an idea to do something like this, there's another group on the other side of the fence that's figuring out already how to take advantage of it.
Right.
Right.
And that's where this whole thing is going to blow up.
And that is what's going to cause it to blow up. First of all, our government is not going to take a $25 billion loss for anybody.
Right.
They don't, I'm sorry, folks, they don't like any of us that much. They just don't. And you would get into a situation where it's going to benefit one group more greatly than another. And that's kind of what we backed ourselves into. That's what we found out already with some of these things that they have tried to pass post-COVID. With the I-9 regulations and things like that, they've already made laws that break existing laws and forced us into a discriminatory practice that we shouldn't be in. And that's what would happen if this were to pass. We would get into another discriminatory practice. Everybody in the world that makes commissions, you know, or I could say, okay, my whole form of salary is a tip. You know, everybody would be changing their pay structure.
Sure. Right.
And all of a sudden that $25 billion deficit is now a $100 billion deficit because, you know, I don't get a salary, I get a tip.
Right.
And all of these are things that cannot just, whoever you vote for or whoever is president.
They do not have the say-so on that.
They don't have the say-so on that.
They want your vote.
That's got to be, yeah, sure. That's exactly what it is. You know, just like all of these other things that all candidates come up with.
Right.
So good luck to them all. Just, but
right. Until someone actually comes up with the idea, and it's been out there before, and I think we've even touched on it before, you know, until they're ready to completely abolish the IRS as we know it, and then do something like, you know, we talked about and been proposed a 1 cent tax on every purchased consumable good.
Yep.
That way, no matter how you're making your money, cash tips, illegal daycares, selling, you know, I'm from East Tennessee, so this is kind of a personal reference, selling moonshine out of the back of your car.
I think you say selling lemonade on the side of the road.
Yeah, selling lemonade on the side, whatever. You know, all these, there's massive groups of people that aren't paying taxes now. But if we switched it to a system where they would be paying the 1 cent or so tax every time they bought something,
yeah,
then everybody's paying into the same system. We eliminate the paperwork, the overhead. I mean, but until we get there, then I'm sorry, but they're not. No candidate is going to make a concession for one group of people over another. It's just not going to happen.
But they will appeal to the younger voters,
right?
And that's kind of where we're headed with
right.
this,
right? Right.
You know, let's just say anything and do anything, and once we get their vote, then it's going to be like,
you want me to
do what?
Yes, here's your rude awakening, children. Yeah.
It's a big psych is what it is. It's like, oh, sorry, did I say we could do that? Well, we can't. You know, Congress has said no.
Well, I thought we could.
Then it's the blame game. It wasn't my fault. They wouldn't let me, you know. Yeah. Both sides do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
just throwing that out there, because I don't want anybody, and Stacy didn't want to get anybody all excited about, oh, well, and like Stacy said, we've already had a call about when is this going to go into effect?
Yeah, when are you going to stop taxing my tips?
Yeah.
I'm not. not anytime soon anyway.
Income is income.
And, you know,
that's exactly it.
Yes.
Income is income. All income is taxable. Not unless you have certain
per diem isn't taxable up to their first year. Commuter expenses, education expenses. We had a client asking us about this the other day. They're like, hey, you know, are medical stipends and cell phone stipends taxable? Well, according to the IRS, absolutely. The only two exclusions they make on the stipend end are for education and commuter benefits. Mm-hmm. And like I said, per diem is not taxable the first year that you're at the position, but after that, it can become taxable. So there's we have to play by the IRS rules whether we like it or not.
Right.
And that's the thing. We tell clients all the time, our software, we have an unbelievably expensive software system that we utilize to run the payroll. But there's certain things that's built into that keeps us compliant as part of our certified PEO status. And part of that is things that we can't override in that system. Like certain things are just not negotiable. And those are hardwired into that software system to where, you know, I can't say, well, Chip, I really think you're a great guy, so I'm not going to tax these benefits for you. I'm just going to override it. The system's like, no, you're not. Because, you know, that just That's not legal. And you're a certified IRS certified PO. You're not doing that.
Right.
So that's just another one of the checks and balances Avalon has in place. We've, you know, this, when I tell you this software is expensive, it would
choke. It's enough to choke a horse.
It chokes me every time I think about it. But that's why we utilize that software, you know, to alleviate any potential human error on things like that.
Right.
To make sure that we, you know, are compliant, make sure you're not going to get in trouble. You know, because you come up at the end of the year and all of a sudden you know, because we've liked you or not get taken out taxes, you
I wish
owe
I was likable that much. That'd be, sorry, we're not going to tax you because you're so wonderful.
I know. Wouldn't that be great if that was an opt-out clause? Then
there's a lot of positions, as Stacy knows from the HR perspective, that the taxes can be different. A nonprofit, for an example, the business itself. Some of those taxes are not susceptible to SUTA if you're a nonprofit type thing. They're susceptible to it, but to a certain degree,
the structure's
they
a little
the
different.
The structure's
right?
different. So the way you're incorporated makes a difference. Are you an LLC? Are you a regular S-corp?
I was going to say S-corp.
Well, you can be an LLC but operated as an S-corp. So, I mean, there's right. all these different things that go into the makeup of a business and how it's taxed. And a lot of times people just start taking money out of their business saying, well, I'm an S-corp, so I'm just taking draws against the profitability of the business. Okay, well, remember, you got to pay taxes on
right.
that.
It's income at that point.
Right.
It's income.
That's income. So that's okay. That's all right. Just make sure that you're sticking about 20 to 22% away, usually quarterly, to
yeah.
pay for that.
Right.
Because if not, come April 15th of next year, your accountant's going to go, oh, and by the way, you owe about $45,000
yep.
because of blah, 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 blah. Because you've got to, even on yourself, you've got to pay payroll taxes. You've got to pay Social Security, Medicare tax.
Yep.
That's 7.65% of whatever
you make.
Whatever you make.
Yep.
So there's percentages. There's, you know, of all of these things that go into it. And a lot of people just ignore it and hope it's not going to be there. But believe me, it's there. And they know it.
And they'll yep. find you.
Yes.
One of these days.
Yeah, may not be tomorrow, may not be next week, next month, next year, but sooner or later, karma is a bitch.
Karma really is. And just warning, folks, it seems to be making its way around Pensacola these days.
See, I call that karma is a Michelle, because that's my brother's wife's name.
Uh-huh.
And apparently you do not like this person, huh?
She's okay.
Okay. Fair enough. Ooh. Yeah, don't incriminate
yourself.
Let's don't
go down that road.
Right, absolutely.
Well, if anybody's
no
got
offense
any questions,
to any other Michelles.
If anybody's got any questions or ideas or things you'd like to run by us, give us a call at 850-475-1555. And we're here to take your calls today, too.
Yeah, and you can call or text at 850-437-1620. This is interactive, and we love questions.
Sure. Really?
Comments.
And something else I want to mention that, you know, we talk about often the IRS certification thing. We got asked the other day by a new client about all of our employees have a portal they can access 24/7, 365. And there's some widgets on that portal that take them to affiliated services. And they was like, do you sell our information? Because, you know, hey, there's this widget on there. And my response was absolutely not.
No.
What we do is we partner with vetted Prism partners. And some of them we've looked at that are Prism partners. And we're like, no, we just don't feel this is a good fit. But there have been a couple we've come across that were like, hey, we really feel this could be beneficial to our employees.
FinFit
is
yeah.
one.
Is
it's
one
a financial
yeah.
literacy thing. Our boss, he hates predatory lending, and, you know, being around Pensacola, they've kind of, with the military, I don't know if folks know this, but service people can't take out payday loans, things like that. So there's stronger limitations on it here in Florida, but you can cross the state line, and the first sign you see about every is cash loans, payday loans, this, that, and the other. Well, FinFit offers responsible alternatives to predatory lending. Like, I will say, our boss did a lot of research before he agreed to this. I mean, he fully vetted this. Like, folks can get an advance on their payroll for a flat $5 fee.
Yep.
That's reasonable. That is way reasonable. Yeah. But it gives you the opportunity to take financial literacy courses.
Yep.
And as you do that, it provides you more benefits. Like, it will literally help you structure a budget, short-term loan solutions, different things. So, no, Avalon never, ever sells anyone's information. If we choose to partner with somebody and make that available to our employees, you can be rest assured.
They're not selling it either.
They are not selling it either. We have gone through the process. We have all reviewed it internally before it ever hits our employees. We absolutely will never sell anyone's information. That's not what we do. As part of our certification process, we're constantly in audit. Like, I'm in audit right now for the 401k plan. That's going to literally take months. It always does. But they get into the details because they're making sure that we are good financial stewards of your money and your research and your resources. Like, we've done what we're supposed to do. The money's where we say it is. So it hits, when you have 401k deductions, there's a very specific time frame where those have to be traded in the market on behalf of the employees. Like, I can't withhold that money from you and then hang on to it for weeks because you're potentially losing out on earnings that would make in the market. So they review, I need proof that Chip made this change, and when did this file get sent? I mean, it's an extensive, deep dive into everything we do. I mean, it's broken up in chunks. Like I said, this one right now is just the 401k. We have an internal auditor. We have an external auditor. We have an auditor at the 401k company, and we are in a constant flux of audit. Every quarter, like Chip was talking about, paying your taxes, we have to upload financials, not only to the IRS, but to the certified PEO folks, so they can make sure that we're being good financial stewards of people's money.
Right.
This goes for the IRS accreditation as well as ESAC also.
Right. ESAC is the PEO certification folks.
Right.
That say, hey, these folks are actually doing what they say they're doing, and they're doing what they should be doing. And it is a constant year-round process that we just we work into everything we already do. We just work in these audit pieces as we go,
right?
Because we know what they want every year. We're always prepared because we have our ducks in a row. We're not scrambling at the last minute going, oh no, we've got it.
We've been there and done that.
So when they
you
ask
are
for
the
it,
professionals,
here you go.
I do have a question in our text line.
Sure.
It takes us back a little bit to a conversation we were having earlier. Are most of your customers that are starting new professional services businesses using an LLC form of incorporation?
Most,
yeah.
Yes. The bulk of our clients are structured as LLCs.
And then using an S-Corp as the way that they're running it.
Gotcha.
So.
Yes, but the bulk of them that we have structured now are definitely LLCs. That protects the business owner from liabilities that could be brought against the business.
And for you that don't know, LLC is limited liability corporation.
Right, so, and it protects the owner.
Right.
You being able to come after his personal assets if something happens in his business.
Right. So anybody that comes to work for you as a just doing any work around your house or anything like that, they need to be an LLC. And quite frankly, they need to have workers' comp, because if something were to happen on the job site at your home, for an example, they could come after your homeowner's insurance. So a lot of times when you're having, like I say, a new roof put on or siding put on or whatever you're having done to your personal residence, it's a good idea to ask your contractor for a workers' comp certificate showing you as the holder of that certificate, because if not, if something were to go amiss, which we all hope nothing does, they could come after you.
Ooh. And it's okay to ask. We prepare work comp certs for our clients all day, every day.
It's a very common practice for us.
Right. And if somebody's coming to work at your house, you say, hey, you know, at the very least, ask for proof of work comp coverage.
Yep.
Right.
You know, I would like to see, you know, that you have work comp coverage. And then you can also request, like Chip said, a cert made out literally to Chip Wood, yep, assuring that the work they're doing in Chip's house is covered under their work comp policy. And that's not an unreasonable request. Not, it's not something you should feel bad or uncomfortable.
It should be something that's common practice.
Yeah, because like I said, if things don't go right, they can come after your insurance. And I've had this happen, I think, twice in my career. I've been doing this now 24 years. And I've had somebody that things didn't go right, and they got sued, and they didn't understand why they were getting sued. Well, they're getting sued because the guy you hired didn't really have any insurance.
Right.
So be careful of that.
I will say we do have a comment from Janet. Wish our government could be as audit accountable as you all are.
Me too.
Yeah, there's the checks and balances on us is really a, it's great for our clients or our prospective clients because they know that everything that we do is safe. Their business is safe doing business with us.
Right.
I can't say that about a lot of other companies because there's only about 30 or 40% of PEOs in the United States that have the same certifications that we do.
Wow.
And we're located right here in Pensacola. So that's something that people really need to take a look at. Business owners need to take a look at because, yeah, you want to do business with a payroll company that's going to take care of all your things and your taxes and all that. Make sure they're certified.
Right.
Otherwise, you could. There was a situation here, quite a few years back. There was a company here in town that was, they weren't paying people's payroll taxes, and one day they all went away, except the IRS. Then went after the businesses that they had entrusted, ooh, to the payroll company to pay their payroll taxes, and it was not pretty. So, but you don't have to worry about that with us because we are certified by the IRS. And we are also ESAC certified, so you have bond protection there. You have
I can't guarantee you know, we are all personally pretty, but we will make sure your business is very well taken care of.
Yeah.
We'll decrease your blood pressure, increase your hair, and
don't lay up at night worrying about these things.
Right. You'll get great sleep. Great. Let's remind everybody how to get in contact with you.
850-475-1555. We're right here in Pensacola, 100 South Pace Boulevard.
Come by and just say hi. We'd love to meet you.
And yep, bring your best dance moves.
Absolutely. Dance moves rewarded with candy.
There you go.